Welcome to the English Out Loud podcast, a podcast where I give you tips on how you can enhance your spoken English. My name is Pat. I'm from Toronto, Canada. Living in Mexico at the moment. The summer's coming to an end, folks. It's coming to an end. And I've got to say, when you're in Mexico and the summer's coming to an end, it's not such a bad thing. It's actually a bit of a blessing. Because summertime in Mexico, oh my goodness, it's hot. It is unbearably hot around here day and night, even at night. Even at night, it's like 30 degrees Celsius. It's hot. So that's summertime in Mexico. But now that the summertime is coming to an end, I get to enjoy Mexican fall, which is like a Canadian summer. Mexican fall is, I don't know, maybe 20 degrees Celsius to 35 degrees Celsius. I don't mind that. That I can take. But it's that 35 to 40, 45 degree weather that does me in. Anyway, folks, here's what we're going to get into today. I'd like to talk a little bit about money. I want to talk about money because all of us need money, don't we? We need money. That's what we do this all for, isn't it? That's what you're listening to me for. You need to step up your spoken English so you can earn a little more money. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I want to earn money too, and that's why I do this for a living. Well, today for episode number 80, we're going to be talking all about money and how you can describe money. We've got good money, blood money, old money, new money, money to burn. All these different words that we use to describe money. So let's get into this today. Let's talk a little bit about money and let's see what kind of words describe money. Now, before we get into that, you know I've got to take a moment to get my plug in. You know I've got to take a moment to advertise what I want to do for you here, folks, and how you and I can work together on reaching your goals. Now, here's what I need you to do for me, folks. What I would like you to do is to go to accenttraining.com. You can find a link in the description to that, accenttraining.com. That is my own website. That's my website. I made it so that I can connect with you and I can teach you the American accent more effectively. More effectively than just these podcast episodes. If you're looking for group classes, if you're looking for one-on-one classes, or if you're just looking for some more information about the American accent, I've got all of that available for you there. Like I said, it's all about money, right? You know, I don't want to be selling other people's products. I want to sell my own product. I don't want to put ads on this podcast in the long run to pay the bills. I like providing quality content for everybody to hear. And so, to avoid ads, what I would ask you to do is check out accenttraining.com. And if you're interested in moving forward towards this American accent goal, that's the place to check it out. That's the place to learn from. Accenttraining.com. Link is in the description. Take a look. It's absolutely worth your time. I'm putting video lessons up there. People want video lessons. I'm putting up video lessons. There's one video lesson that I put up already. Very useful one. I most definitely suggest that you check it out. It's all about syllable stress. It's all about getting the right sound. So take a look at the lesson that I've already got up. And I'm going to put up more lessons, but the thing is, I need a haircut, folks. If I'm going to make videos of myself, I need a haircut. And I'm going to spend good money on a haircut. You hear that? I'm using these money idioms already. Going to spend good money on a haircut. I'll trim the beard down a little bit. Make myself nice and presentable. So I'll go put down some money. I'll get myself a haircut. And then more video lessons are going up. But there's one made already. You can check it out. It's got some exercise material. And it has some outstanding material to practice with. So accenttraining.com. Take a look. Check it out. And you can even get in contact with me from there. Okay, so I've gotten my plug in. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to some money idioms, my friends. Here's what we're going to talk about first. We're going to talk about good money. Good money. I just said that right there when I was talking about my haircut. I said, I'm going to pay good money for this haircut. What does that mean? Good money. I'm going to pay good money. That means I'm going to pay top dollar. Top dollar. That, again, top dollar, good money. It's saying I'm going to pay a high price in order to get a quality haircut. Good money, a large amount of money. Sometimes you get some new shoes. You pay good money for shoes. I've seen shoes as expensive as $3,000. Oh, goodness. I don't buy those shoes, but people who make good money buy those shoes. People who make good money make good money. So you can say, I paid good money for this, or I will pay good money for this, or you can say, I make good money. I make good money. So good money. This is how we express making a large amount of money. Now, let's talk about another kind of money, though. Blood money. Blood money. Oh, that sounds gruesome. Blood money. Does that mean a currency made out of blood? No, not quite. Blood money is money earned through doing horrible deeds. Money earned through doing terrible things. Money earned through crime. Possibly killing people. Possibly doing things that hurt other people. That's what blood money is. So we got good money, and then we got blood money. You don't want blood money. You know, we're here. If you wanted blood money, you wouldn't be working on your American accent. So blood money isn't for you. You want to make good money. Couple others here. New money. New money refers to families who are new to a wealthy lifestyle. Families who recently received wealth. Maybe they won the lottery, or maybe someone made a successful YouTube channel and they made a lot of money. New money, referring to families who recently earned lots of money. That's what it comes down to. And the opposite of that would be old money. Old money. These are families who've been wealthy for generations, hundreds of years, possibly thousands. Old money. Wealthy for many generations. And I got to say, I wish I had that kind of money. That kind of money. So what does that mean? If I say I wish I had that kind of money, does this mean that people are using different types of money? I thought that we're all using the same kind of money. Are we not? Wish I had that kind of money. That kind of money. That type of money. Does this talk about a particular currency that wealthy people use? Well, not quite. If you say, I wish I had that kind of money, it means I wish I had the amount of money that person has. Not necessarily a different type of money, but you just want more of it. You want those $3,000 Gucci shoes. You want that kind of money. You want to have money to burn. Money to burn. Whoa, are we burning money now? No, of course not. Don't burn your money, folks. Don't burn your money. This idiom means that you have money that you can spend to your own desire, to your own choosing. You got money, spend it as you like. Money to burn. Maybe you saved up a few $1,000s for a vacation so that you wouldn't even have to think about money. That's someone who's got money to burn. Someone who doesn't even need to think about how much money they got. Money to burn. Once again, I wish I had that kind of money. Now there's one more money idiom that I want to talk about today, and it's that money talks. Money talks, folks. Money talks. Does it really? Well, it doesn't, but this idiom doesn't refer to money literally talking. No, this means that money will influence people to do things that they might not do otherwise. Here's an example. In Canada, if you work on a national holiday, you get paid, I don't know if it's time and a half or double. I think some holidays you get paid double if you work. I think like New Year's or Christmas, you get paid double. Anyway, I would normally say no to that, but some holidays I gave up. Easter, a few years. Thanksgiving, I didn't celebrate Thanksgiving a couple of times. Because, hey, money talks. Money talks. I was influenced to go and work because I wanted to make double my regular hourly pay. And money talks. So that's what we've got for today, folks. We've got 7 idiomatic expressions all about money. Money's in all of our lives. It's a very real thing. But what can you do? Money makes the world go round, as they say. I don't think so. I think that there's a lot more to it than that. But money is, of course, important, and it is a very real thing. And so learn the words that we use to describe money. Let's quickly run through that list one more time there. Good money. That's a large amount of money. I make good money. I paid good money for these first-class plane tickets. Good money. Blood money. Blood money. Money earned through doing horrible, horrible deeds. Money earned through crime. new money, referring to families who've recently come into wealth. Old money, families who've been wealthy for generations and generations. I wish I had that kind of money. That kind of money. It's just like saying, I wish I had the amount of money that that person has. You want money to burn. That means you've got a little money to spend on leisure and you do not even need to think about it. Money to burn. And money talks. Hey, sometimes when you got money to burn, you can, you know, maybe influence some people to do some things and help you out. Money talks, right? Money talks. What does that mean? Money talks? Well, that refers to how money influences people to do things. Money talks. Okay, folks, I won't keep you here all day. We're going to wrap this one up. Let's get to wrapping this one up for today. This has been a fun episode. This episode will be uploaded to accenttraining.com. You'll be able to find it in the podcast tab on there. That is accenttraining.com. Check out the website. The link is in the description, my friends. The link is in the description. That is where I can help you pick up on an American accent more effectively than I can through a podcast. The podcast is fun. I get to make some jokes. I get to be a little bit silly. I get to teach some very valuable things to people over this. And this is a great way to learn on the go. Of course, it's a fantastic way to learn on the go. But why not step it up a notch? Why not push yourself to reach new goals in your spoken English? That's what I'm here for. I want to help you reach those goals. Accenttraining.com. Link is in the description. Check it out, my friends. I am more than happy to assist you with your English learning journey from there. Well, let's wrap this one up for today. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for taking some time to listen to this episode. I truly hope that your English has improved as a result of this, because I put a good amount of time into these episodes. It takes a good few hours between a little bit of writing, a little bit of recording, a little bit of editing. It takes a few hours to get this thing going. But I am more than happy to do it because I've got a ton of great listeners who are looking forward to enhancing their English. So keep your eyes peeled, because there will be many more episodes to come in the future with a lot more English knowledge. We've got a lot to cover, folks. We've got a lot to cover. And if you want to get that covered faster, well, accenttraining.com, that's where you can find that information. Well, anyway, that's that for today. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy your breakfast, enjoy your lunch and your dinner. Enjoy the sun if it's too hot. Well, enjoy the shade. And have a good one. Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.